We've got a gun. The
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live. It is the 25th day of March 2012 on this Sunday edition. And we are locked and loaded, ready to go. Thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a particularly jam-packed transmission. In the second hour, Lindsey Williams will be joining us. Hadn't been on in about 4 or 5 months. He did say that one of his two living sources, one of them's died, almost can leave it there because then I know the two people's names and then I know which one is living, but then I almost said the one that is living instead of the one that's dead that I'm allowed to say. The point is he has some inside globalist sources whose info is proven in many cases to be very accurate. And he said years ago, there's not going to be an Iran attack. Then he told us 4 or 5 months ago, no, now it is on the front burner coming up by the end of 2012. And he also said, get ready for your gas prices to go back up. That's now started and much more. So we're going to be having Lindsey Williams join us in the second hour. And I will get him to just get right to his new information and then open the phones up so he can specifically talk to Lindsey. Lindsey's a great guy, and he's one of the most popular guests that we have on. But he's also one of the guests that makes people tear their hair out because he's always so busy thanking you many, many times and building up the story. I don't think he does that on purpose. That's just the way he is. I've been interviewing him for about 14 years. I remember 14 years ago interviewing him, his book, The Energy on Crisis. And since then, it has come out that we've got more oil in Alaska than Saudi Arabia has, but 80% of it is shipped to Asia, 20% to Canada and the United States. It's all part of these cartels trying to keep the price up. That's why Obama has blocked the pipeline now for 6 months under pressure. He said, okay, you can build one part of the southern route, but can't connect the other third at the north. So that's more of his manipulation. Kind of like Obama said, now I'm against this provision where I can secretly arrest or kill U.S. citizens. The snatch and grab secret police provision. And then it turned out he demanded it be added. Those memos are public from the White House to Congress. It was when Congress got the blame, they released it. And then he said, well, don't worry, I'll veto it so that opposition wouldn't get mounted, so that it would pass. And then he said, I'm not going to sign it. And then he did sign it. And it's kind of like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to let that pipeline get built. One leg at the bottom. To make sure his buddy Warren Buffett makes billions and billions on record, as Bloomberg and Reuters reported, now that all that oil has to be shipped not to the U.S., but by train from those oil fields in central and eastern Canada, and western Canada for that matter, to the western coastline to be sent west, if you're going that direction, or east if you're going the other, to Japan, to China. Because that's the globalist model. China gets its coal power plants. China gets its oil. We don't. It's peak oil here because they're cutting the supply off. So that's all part of this overall program. Now, I haven't even gotten in to the big news yet, and we're going to cover it when we get back. There's lots of little side issues that are interesting. Living almost a record time with an outside his body bionic heart pump, 20 months, Dick Cheney, 71, was skipped over others because you're not supposed to get a heart transplant even if you're healthier than he is at 71. But he got one. He's got somebody else's heart. At least he has a pulse again for 20 months with that bionic heart. No pulse with that heart pump that used his heart as a bag to pump the blood through, but had the pump on the outside of his body. There he is holding the heart pump. He's now gotten his heart, and I'm surprised it took this long. I mean, we all know that the head of Apple, Steve Jobs and others, got theirs very, very quickly, got their livers. Okay, look, big MF Global news, big Trayvon Martin news, big UN news, tolls for bicycles. Oh, yes, it's all coming up straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Blasting out to an audience of over 1.5 million people on the Sunday show, 3 million a day on the weekday show, conservatively, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The truth sells. The truth is successful. Ron Paul is right. Legalize freedom. That's what this broadcast stands for. Okay, here's what's coming up today. Corzine was caught lying months ago when he testified. I did news reports, radio shows, and wrote articles about that in December. So did Max Keiser. So did the stockbrokers over at Zero Hedge. The head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, tens of trillions monthly that goes through that system, that was regulating privately for the government, MF Global, and the billions missing, said Corzine gave the order and that they'd talked to the top people the day it happened to wire the billions of dollars to J.P. Morgan in London under orders. That was in Congress months and months ago, that this has always been a lie. And if you're a new listener saying, well, why do I care if John Corzine, the former head of Goldman Sachs, who started his own MF Global, who was until just a few months ago the chief private advisor to the White House Economic Council, who had all of his deputies at the different federal regulatory agencies that were regulating him, who actually got part of the money. I mean, there's only five major regulatory agencies over the stock market. In all five, it was his former colleagues or minions, direct minions over it. And he made a 40-to-1 bet with people's private sequestered accounts and lost it. And then the Mercantile Exchange, none of them came in and made the bets good. None of them came in and put money back in people's accounts that have been stolen. Their private sequestered accounts, just like bank accounts. Unprecedented, destroying confidence in the markets. Farmers all over the U.S. hedge their bets by engaging in the futures market. They didn't get their money. At last count, it's around $2 billion gone. And from day one, it was known that John Corzine, the CEO, in a meeting, was told by J.P. Morgan Chase, you will give us the money you owe us. We don't care what you do. Max Keiser, who told us 2 years before they imploded Iceland by design, that he'd been in meetings with people. He used to work with George Soros' son, pretty high-powered guy, invented a lot of the virtual trading systems that are used today, the high-frequency trading systems that grew out of that. He said that it all went to London. This is like 6 months ago. And that it went to J.P. Morgan Chase. And that he named the head of the company who called up and said, we're going to kill you, Corzine, if you don't give us that money. And by the way, folks, this is the real mafia at that level, not the little, you know, Italian mafia they tell you about. The only organized crime is Italian mafia. That's all that exists. That's a joke. The Italian mafia got a little big for its britches by the 50s, sort of muscling in on the WASP mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Irish mafia, and that's why they were brushed aside. And that's the untold history. Of course, you know, J. Edgar Hoover told you until 1952 it was a conspiracy theory to even say organized crime existed. You know, the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. Well, that's certainly the case for the Federal Reserve private banking cartel mafias that run this globe. So I'm going to be getting into that report today. Corzine. Congressional panel finds former MF Global CEO ordered JPM fund transfer. MF Corzine ordered funds moved to J.P. Morgan, memo says, Bloomberg. I mean, when he got up before Congress and as the CEO at the time this happened and said, I just knew nothing, and they all went along with it. Even though it had all come out at the time he'd ordered it, the government tracks even $1,000 transfers. They knew about billions. And everybody just played along. But now lawsuits have begun, due process by people wanting their money, so it's coming out. That's why due process, even though the courts are very corrupt and there's not much justice left, the remnant of it is holding back all this tyranny. Because when they spy on us without warrants, it's illegal. Even if the CIA director comes out and says, we spy on you through all your new appliances, there is no Fourth Amendment. He's trying to break your will and just teach you it's okay by announcing the crime. When MF Global takes your private money and steals it that was in your private account, not even invested. Accounts, people put money in to then trade. They took money that wasn't even in play. And used to, they would pay that back. They're testing to see if they can get away with taking your money, your stocks, your money in 401ks, bank accounts, as is already happening in Europe under banker occupation. They're testing to see if they can do this right now. Here's Politico. Memo contradicts Corzine testimony. We could play the clips of Corzine going, I never knew where it went. And then there's the government acting like it doesn't know where it went. It was in Forbes a week into it 6 months ago that it went to J.P. Morgan. But then, oh, they're not going to pay it back, so let's not discuss where the money went. And then the whole media played dumb. And now pundits are asking the question, does this mean they can steal any money they want? And he probably won't get in trouble, folks, because he knows where all the bodies are buried. You know, they've had Treasury Department documents come out in Congress that we've covered where before anything's done in Congress, there's letters by Treasury Secretary Geithner telling the heads of the banking committees and others, you must call these four men first to get permission. One of them is Corzine. Congress has to get permission from these crooks, and that's what they are. They're crooks, and it's just the emperor's new clothes. When do we say no? When do we realize this is a fraud? When do we get some reality here? Now, again, I've got articles here from Infowars.com, you name it, from December 11th of last year, 4 months ago. Let's go ahead where we laid it all out to you again. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Terrence Duffy, the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where he wouldn't lie and admitted that Corzine was the one that wired the money, directly contradicting him. And the media didn't even pick up on this. This is 4 months ago. Here it is.
CFTC and CME staff and auditors returned to the firm on Sunday, October 30th, and were informed by MF Global employees that this discrepancy was caused by, quote, an accounting error. Our auditors worked with the CFTC, devoted the rest of the day and night Sunday to find the so-called accounting error. No such error was ever found. Instead, at about 2 a.m. Monday morning, October 31st, MF Global informed both the CFTC and CME at approximately the same time that the shortfall was real and that customer segregated funds had been transferred out of segregation to the firm's broker-dealer accounts. After receiving this information, CME remained at MF Global while MF Global attempted to identify funds that could be transferred into segregation to reduce or eliminate the discrepancy. A CME auditor also participated in a phone call with senior MF Global employees, wherein one employee indicated that Mr. Corzine knew about the loans that had made for the customer segregated from the customer segregated accounts. CME Group has provided this information.
And it goes on to Congress and to the investigators, and nothing was done. Now, when we come back, the rest of the story. Guess who is asking the UN to give them diplomatic immunity? Corzine, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, George Soros, and Obama, along with Al Gore. I have the article here. Fox News. Climate Fund seeks UN-style diplomatic immunity. Now they want to get diplomatic immunity and call it environmental, all these scams.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've gotten off into the Corzine situation. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into the Black Panthers basically calling for race war in this country over the Trayvon Martin case. And doesn't that just play into the globalist hands, this whole divide and conquer situation? I'm going to give you my take on that. Also, The Hunger Games. I haven't seen the film, but I have read some synopses of it, and it's basically more eugenics. Globalist brainwashing. It's broken all-time records for a first weekend, 214 mil. I'm going to be breaking that down. Also, Obama visiting a place that he admires, the DMZ, looking across with binoculars at a place that he loves, the only other country in the world where the dictator president openly says he can secretly arrest people and have them disappear. Nazi Germany didn't put it on paper. They just did it secretly. Communist Russia didn't do it. They just did it secretly. Mao Zedong didn't do it. He just did it secretly. Only North Korea says they'll secretly arrest and kill whoever they want on paper. Until now, 2 weeks ago, China passed their own secret arrest and killing of dissidents law, modeling it after the NDAA. In fact, folks won't believe that. Will you search engine China passes indefinite detention for dissidents bill? It was a Reuters. And it said they were very proud of it. See, America can't be the moral high ground now and say things are wrong, torture and things, because the foreign banks run by Corzine and others that have hijacked our country, just ruthless criminals. I mean, it's an admitted banker coup over Europe run by Goldman Sachs. Former head of Goldman Sachs, Corzine, just takes billions of people's private money, lies and says, I was the CEO, I don't know where it went. The government, all run by his former minions, says, we don't know where it went. Folks, I went to deposit like $12,000 a few years ago in my bank account because I'd sold a car. And they filled out a suspicious persons thing on me and asked me questions. And I looked at them and I said, you even know who I am? They said, yeah, we just do this on everybody. That's America. Total police state. But the big banks can launder $378 billion in just 2 years. It came out last year in narcotics money and not get in trouble. Well, they got caught finally because people blew the whistle inside and, they got a 1.3% fine. Be like if I robbed a bank for $1 million and they said, well, give me a couple thousand, oh, sure, officer, I'll do that. But, the point is, this is lawlessness. That's what the new world order is. Yeah, here it is. China Parliament unveils dissident detention powers. China's Parliament unveiled legislation Thursday solidifying police powers to hold dissidents in secret, prompting an outcry from activists and human rights watchers worldwide. The ruling Communist Party, however, reiterated that the most draconian part of the rules for one kind of detention, residential surveillance, which were proposed last year. And, of course, when you disappear, nobody knows where you went, you die. In fact, our government goes further. They put on paper they'll kill you in a dungeon. The Chi-Coms don't do that because we're land of the free, home of the brave. Sorry, I was digressing. What is the New World Order? It's six big mega banks that aren't free market that are waging war against all other real corporations, private property, families, national sovereignty, anything that stands in their way. They want lawlessness on their part. They have it set up where they're globally exempt, and already the IMF, World Bank, and diplomatic immunity, they're just holding companies for private six banks. Federal Reserve has diplomatic immunity. The UN, they're always caught dealing drugs, kidnapping children, raping people, diplomatic pouches full of cocaine and heroin, sex slaves chained up in their house, dead bodies in trunks. You see it every few weeks. UN people, cops pull them over, they punch the cop in the face, nothing the police can do. Cops do something, get fired. This is what we're talking about. And it's like, how did the UN get this immunity? Well, they just said they had it because the mega rich want it. And talking to a Rockefeller, the late Aaron Russo, a famous Hollywood director of Eddie Murphy movies, you name it, did production and stuff for, helped bring to the United States groups like Led Zeppelin. The point is, I had that interview with him when he was in Houston dying of cancer, where he went ahead and gave me the photo, everything, where he met with one of the Rockefellers. He was just in business with them, and they openly said, don't worry, this is 20 years ago. We're all going to get microchips, and ours are going to say, kiss my rear end. The elites are, and they can just drive right through, and their face scan will say that nobody can touch them. They'll have global world government immunity. And that was the offer to Aaron. Join us. Get out of the Constitution Party that he started. Don't be part of this, and you will be given and your entire family a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, I already knew that was the plan, but here it was directly from a Rockefeller, Nick Rockefeller in that case. This is Fox News. Climate Fund seeks UN-style diplomatic immunity. And I went and looked it up. The Climate Fund is private. Who created it? Ken Lay of Enron, 1995, with Al Gore. Who's involved? Obama makes money. Go look it up. The Queen of England's invested. The Rothschild family. The Rockefellers are invested in it. They own it. And there's a deal where globally all the money goes through this Rothschild bank. And when you do anything, you pay part of it in a carbon tax on carbon dioxide that you exhale. Now, get this. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange runs this in the United States. And they're trying now to give themselves diplomatic immunity for this new global currency. They're calling the money from this, when they make you pay a global tax into private companies, because private groups make the money, but government enforces it, that they can't be sued, and they can do whatever they want globally. Now you can look up even the New York Times in Uganda and in areas of Central America, not just Africa. The UN goes in and slaughters people that own their own land to make it a carbon sink as part of this. I mean, this is on record. And they're announcing diplomatic immunity. Listen to this. Climate Fund seeks UN-style diplomatic immunity. The Green Climate Fund, which is supposed to help mobilize as much as $100 billion a year to lower global greenhouse gases, it's just a tax to them. You pay them a tax on it. It's already on airlines. There's not even a law. It seeks a broad blanket of UN-style immunity that would shield its operations from any kind of legal process. Any kind. Again, above the law, including civil and criminal prosecution in the countries where it operates. This is just one problem. It's not part of the UN. Well, why does the UN have that? Whether the fund, which is formally created by the UN Climate Conference in Durban, South Africa last December, will get all the money it wants to spend is open to question in an era of economic slowdown and fiscal austerity, which they say they want to do, a post-industrial world. That's Agenda 21. That's their plan. It goes on. A 24-nation interim board of trustees for the Green Climate Fund is slated to hold its first meeting next month in Switzerland to organize the fund's secretariat and to get it running by November. And they admit in the documents it is a global government tax hooked into the SDR. When I mail U.S. Postal overseas to customers that order books and videos and InfoWars, it's already in SDRs. This is the global government takeover with immunity for these criminals.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves? Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. It is 4:33. Central Standard Time today, 5:33 Eastern. I guess that'd be 2:33 Pacific, 3:33 Mountain, or whatever time zone you're in. What does that calculate out to in Greenwich Mean Time or Imperial? We are back live here. Let me just mention some of the other headlines in case I don't get to them ahead of Lindsey Williams with the latest on that big pipeline. You know, it was hidden in Obama's statements this week that they're only going to allow part of the pipeline to be completed and not the other part. So it's just another cynical action. And again, Bloomberg reported a few months ago that it's Warren Buffett who will now make the big profit shipping that oil to the west coast of Canada to have it shipped out to Asia. That's where already 80% of the Alaskan oil goes. Well, that's where most of the Canadians are going to go. All part of the economic espionage against this republic. Now, speaking of that, that's what Agenda 21 is stated to do. Go read it on the UN's own website. They just hope you don't and call people conspiracy theorists that talk about it. But it's global government run by six megabanks that you pay carbon taxes to at your state, county, federal level, and then a large portion is then paid to them. You pay on oil at the wellhead, and then again when it reaches the country, and then when it reaches your pump. You pay then in yearly fees just to have a car, carbon taxes. You pay for your electricity, carbon taxes. People already pay private companies. It's like a carbon indulgence, so I guess they won't go to hell. 500 years ago, people would pay the Vatican to get their family, they would think, out of purgatory. They would call it an indulgence. Oh, here's extra money, or they would buy, you know, things from the local church, and they would tell them, do this, and you get your family out of purgatory, and maybe keep them from going to hell. Well, now you just pay Al Gore that money, while they genetic engineer and butcher the planet and toxic waste dump and all this other garbage. They have you worried about carbon dioxide, while China has no restrictions, but we're shut down. So overall output's increasing, too. But never mind that. They're going to have diplomatic immunity now from criminal prosecution when they come to your town and city through the new rural affairs system under Homeland Security. Oh, and you think I'm joking? Just wait. Here is the Washington Post. Homeland Security's morale is at code red. And they go through and break down the fact that they have the lowest morale recorded in the federal government and they hate their job. Well, this is a total fraud. Homeland Security are the ones that helped get the underwear bomber on the plane on record. Homeland Security are the ones that blocked the military from stopping Hassan. Homeland Security runs al-Qaeda. Homeland Security is caught shipping narcotics in and guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Homeland Security is the foreign banker agency receivership arm over our federal government. Just like you saw 3 weeks ago when they came in and told Congress, Secretary of Defense, Panetta, he said, we take our orders from NATO and the UN. And they said, no, you take it from the Congress, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. And they said, no, we don't. And five times Senator Sessions said, you must retract that. And they said, no. And the military brass eyes gleamed behind Panetta. And then they got up and said, no, we take our orders from the UN. And there's the little castrated Congress just rolled over. Sure, legislation got introduced to begin impeachment for that, but the corporate prostitute media never covered it. Keeping you in darkness. They love it because truth is so much stranger than fiction. Speaking of Agenda 21 and the UN takeover, here is CBS News, New York. After everyone, including bicyclists, 50 cents for bikes, more surcharges on cabs, part of gridlock sham plan. New York has passed more than 80 taxes the last 3 years to pay tax money to the bankers who were propping up and too big to fail. And under Agenda 21, they're going to not just tax your car. This is all Agenda 21. We told you this years ago. But they're going to tax you to ride bicycles and walk. In fact, we've had experts on covering this. We have an excellent book in the online video bookstore at Infowars.com called Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21. You might want to read it. It's got all the documents in it. You might want to get it to your city council members. But the point is that the Traffic Commission has a new plan to put tolls on East River bridges, but this proposal has some selling points, novel selling points, including a first-ever toll for cyclists. I want to explain something to everybody here. They say you'll have a transponder on your bike. You won't be allowed to pay cash. Of course, that'll track you everywhere as well. But I want to explain something. In the 1920s, there were court cases, you can look them up, that they would sell the public on, hey, there's trucks on the road tearing up the concrete roads we're building for your cars and horses. They're taking commerce. They're making money off the road. They don't deserve that. But any money you put on them as a tax just got passed on in the cost. But the public went, yeah, those rich truck drivers are making money. So they said it was under Commerce Clause of the states and the federal government. This is all on record. And began taxing and set up state police and others to tax trucks by the 30s. They got it in place. Then by the 50s, it was get a driver's license just to make sure your car's safe. It's, you know, 50 cents and here's a piece of paper. Then it's put your face on it by the 70s. Now it's federally, globally standardized. But cops will pull you over and say it's a privilege to drive. Of course, it's not under common law, not under Supreme Court rulings, not under the facts. Cops have tried to tell you that guns are a privilege. Of course, the public fought back with the facts, and police now know the truth, and have even the dumb ones have backed off. Now, that, oh, yeah, that is a right, not a privilege, until you're a felon. before the 68 Gun Control Act, it wasn't even for felons. I say let felons have guns. Don't touch mine, okay? Because I'm going to kill that felon that come in my house or try to carjack me. A felon's going to have a gun anyways. Now they're starting to go for folks who have misdemeanors for guns, even though there's not a law. They just, through the NICS, deny you. And you all know about that. It's been in the news and is on record. But the point here is that if they can tax bicycles, and they're already doing this in some areas of China, they're going to tax walking next. I'm not kidding. Well, I mean, look up tax to breathe. That's what Maurice Strong and the UN call for. That's what a carbon tax is. And they're exempt from prosecution while they're running scams on you. They're trying to get UN total immunity right now. I just read to you that article. See, it's so over the top because people aren't awake and aren't resisting. Just like the CIA director, everybody's so blown away. I've been all over different, you know, newspaper interviews and TV stuff. People going, how did you know Google's watching everybody over the camera on all the new computers and phones? How did you know the CIA was dialing in to appliances, data over power line and smart meters? Because it was all in DARPA and Google press releases a decade ago and 7 years ago and 5 years ago. I mean, people, you think I just make this stuff up? I don't make any of it up. Got it? You think I just say the Rockefeller Foundation developed cancer viruses for your vaccines? I link on InfoWars.com to their website with the plans in the 50s and 60s. Do you think I just say they're putting stuff in the vaccines to sterilize you and designing GMO crops to do it? I have their own documents. I don't make any of it up. I wish I did. I wish I did. I wish I did. Do you get it through your head? It's real. I feel so sorry for these effeminate, they're not even effeminate, women are stronger in most cases. This is insult to women. These soft men who get off on giggling at threats to society and laughing at real men who are awake and warning people. You run into them all the time. But they don't count, folks. People that say, oh, all these jellyfish, metrosexual men don't care. They just want to wear their plaid pink and green outfits and prance around. Let them. They don't count. They didn't count in 1776. 3% started the war. 5% won it. Yeah, way more than 5%. So what if a bunch of jellyfish want to be spied on, want to drink bisphenol A and die of cancer? I am a free man, and I declare my independence from it. And you don't have permission to devalue my money and enslave my country and shut off my power systems and try to destroy my children's future. I declare the galactic common law rule of liberty for sentient life forms. I have a right to fight back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up next hour, Lindsey Williams is going to be joining us to talk about the program to shut off our energy supply in this country, the fraud of peak oils. The globalists teach us there isn't any oil, so they can charge us more for less, shutting down the oil refineries. It's not the environmentalists doing that. It's the oil companies, but they love blaming the environmentalists who actually work for them so they can control the debate and not make it about real environmental issues, like the fluoride that's left over from oil refining that they then end up dumping on our water supply and making us pay for. It's also mine and fertilizer. No, the oil companies aren't good, and neither are the trendy little liberals. It slits your throat for a dollar in most cases. They're not liberal, folks. Don't go off the camouflage cover. Go off what they really stand for. You know, I just briefly want to point out here that in New York City, they are calling for, and this is in other parts of the country too, taxing riding bikes on the sidewalk or in the bike lanes. That's always been the plan, not just a registration fee where you got to do that already and have a sticker. That's charging you to travel, but now tolls. And that's always been the plan. You see, you can't toll somebody in their car if they're not involved in a commercial activity. But first they started with trucks because it was commercial. They did have some limited ability there under law. Then it moved to regular cars, and now it's moving to bikes. So you want a nanny state, folks? You got it. And here's CNBC. Oil prices at $200 a barrel. Some think it's coming, and it's already gone up quite a bit, since Lindsey Williams predicted it would 4 or 5 months ago on our show. He's been proven right again from his source. He's joining us. Before I get into the Trayvon Martin case and the tragic shooting in a suburb of Orlando, Florida, where we're number one again two radio books in a row, thanks to the Instant People Meters. Boy, since those came out, we've gone from doing really well in the ratings, even on smaller stations. The one in Orlando's big 810, but just dominating number one. This Sunday show, In many demographics is number one here in Austin on 590 AM and number two in the big, most important demographic. It's just an example all over the place. Just the truth is just dominating. People are hungry for it. That old cliche of calling me a conspiracy theorist doesn't work anymore. Like that's like a red badge of honor. I wish all the other talk show hosts that just mimic what's on the news and are so cowardly and, of course, have no listeners, I wish all you guys and girls would grow up and defend America when the country needs it. I wish you'd admit, you know what, Alex, you were right. Don't need to give me credit. Don't need to come out and, you know, say how great I am. I don't even want that. I want you to be big enough to admit world government's real and to try to save this country. Because what the globalists are doing is so outrageous. If you would just face reality and admit the world government's being announced, run by mega banks, all of it, we could turn this around. Because I know talk radio is one of the venues that isn't totally controlled. It's mainly just people regurgitating what's on the news. Program directors, that goes to you too. And I know a lot of you are waking up. That's why we're getting put on so many stations. We get calls all the time by program directors going, yeah, I thought you were a kook 5 years ago when I first heard you, or 10 years ago as a guest on some other show, or I heard you on a local station. I got to apologize. It's all true. I'm going to put you on our station. We're going to put you on the weekend, see what happens 3 months later. We're going to put you on weeknights, rebroadcast, see what happens. It's doing so well. Oh, my gosh, you've been on 2 weeks. We're putting you on live up against Rush Limbaugh. Boom! Number one. Boom! That's what happens. You put me up against any of these people, I'll annihilate them because I'll tell it like it is. I know how things work. I do my homework. You know what I did all weekend? All weekend while my children played around me, researched, worked, uploaded reports to InfoWars.com, called my writers. You know why? Because I know what's going on. I understand things, and I want you to understand things. I want you to know not my opinion, but my information that is incontrovertible. Incontrovertible. Do I occasionally make little mistakes or get a number wrong? Sure. But overall, I'm trying to tell the truth, and I've got an incredible record of being accurate. And people are figuring that out. And you know what? It's not an ego booster to know that. I know how much danger I'm in. Thomas Jefferson said there is not a truth existing which I fear or wish or would wish unknown to the whole world. It's a good quote. The point is that it's a great responsibility, as Spider-Man's uncle tells him, with great power comes great responsibility. And I wish more of you who are eloquent, well-spoken, intelligent, who know this is true but think you're going to play it safe and kind of sit on the sideline. That's the mind trick, believing that if you do what's popular, believing if you go with what the main line is, that you're going to be safe in society. When the main line is a bunch of brainwashed sheep giving up on all forms of liberty, that's destruction. Got it? And it's not the American way. It's not the way of free humans. It's the opposite of the Renaissance, the opposite of the Enlightenment, the opposite of everything good. A lot of people are waking up and joining our ranks. Don't wait till it's too late. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Trayvon Martin case. This has been going on for weeks. I've been focused on war with Iran, devaluation of the currency, inflation, the fact that we're really in a depression, huge internet censorship legislation. I've been keeping my eye on other balls. UN taxes, Agenda 21, global government being announced. I've been keeping my eye on that. But a week or so ago, listeners were like, you got to look at this. And I started seeing spam all over my website, InfoWars.com, that you must be racist. You're not looking at this. And I'm like, well, okay, I better go look at this. And sure enough, it's kind of like that case that they had with the sports players a few years ago, the Duke lacrosse, because it was a black topless dancer. And they were just all, they were all guilty. They were all rapists. You know, white people are bad. And they're all devils, man. They got tails underneath their pants. I know I got one. I mean, come on. And again, it wasn't even so much black folks saying that. It was the media, because they want divide and conquer. They don't want blacks and whites getting along. Under the name of multiculturalism, they want us all not trusting each other and hating each other. So remember, for years, boy, that whole lacrosse team was guilty, and it turned out it was all bull. Of course, that was a minor footnote because the media didn't want to talk about that. Now, with this Trayvon Martin thing, I don't think it's like the lacrosse situation. neighborhood watch guy. He admittedly was a cop wannabe, this Zimmerman fellow, George Zimmerman. He was reportedly always calling 911, something like 99 times. He followed the guy, got in his face, reportedly. And then some witnesses say that they saw Martin, the guy in the hoodie, climb up on top of Zimmerman, who was in red. And Zimmerman was like a little guy, and Trayvon, you see the pictures when he was a kid, like 12, he was 17, he was a big guy. So the guy got scared, he had a gun. You shouldn't go out waving a gun around just because if the person's leaving your area, it's de-escalated. Okay? I think it's a stupid thing, it's bad. They're going to use this against the Second Amendment and against this right to defend yourself law. It's not defending yourself when somebody's going away from you. Now, if they're stealing your property, it's the old thing of stealing your horse, you're allowed to shoot them because that's your livelihood. But still, I probably wouldn't do it. That said, this is being used by Obama to race bait and divide because, you know, people 4 years ago thought they were getting free houses and everything, and he went along with that. Now they figured out he works for Goldman Sachs, same old scam as Bush, but even worse in many respects. So now it's all about race, and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, the same ones down there with the whole lacrosse situation. They're running around. The Black Panthers are saying $10,000 for his arrest by citizens. That's a total felony to put out the bounties on people privately. Super dangerous. They're trying to get $1 million from sports stars. It's all just a bunch of money grubbing and all these Trayvon things. Look, it's murky what happened. We don't know what happened, but bottom line, the media and the globalists love it because it's going to make whites think that blacks are out to get them. It's going to make blacks think that whites are out to get them. And it's going to get us all fighting with each other instead of talking about the depression, the global government, the wars, the police state, the TSA. The last thing they want is the American people coming together. And look, a few years ago when they shot that poor black guy who was handcuffed in the back and said he was resisting on the DART subway thing in San Francisco, I called that day one and said it was terrible. And I said, people starting to riot. I'm not saying it's good, but I get it. When the video got released, they killed that guy in cold blood. I get it, and that was wrong. And I'm glad the cop went to jail. Not long enough, only 1 year. This is an entirely different thing. And why don't black folks get together and come together, 10,000 protesting in all these cities against the drug dealers? Or against government shipping the drugs in? Or against the fact that 52% of all blacks are never born or aborted? You see, the real racists pose as liberals and sell you on this culture that's destroyed your community. But blacks were just the beta test. The New World Order eugenics family-destroying system is for every community. And the answer is for humans to come together against the psychopathic, technocratic, organized crime guild known as the New World Order. Big hour number two coming up, jam-packed with news, revelations, and the scoop on Obama shutting down our oil pipeline from Canada. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.